Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 120 of Heroes Unlimited, the big 120. We are done now with the alien section, the bionic section, the experiment section, and it's time to put a screeching halt to that momentum as we enter the souped-up hover train wreck that is the hardware section. Hardware characters, notoriously a mess, notoriously confusing and disappointing in Heroes Unlimited, and that begins right here on the front page with a full-page illustration that is pretty hard to make heads or tails of, but I've done my best, and it's really going to frame our whole discussion of this hardware section, because frankly, I needed a way into this. This is like, when the tower has fallen, it's hard to go in by the door. An ancient proverb I made up just now. This section is in such a state of disarray that I really needed a pathway into it. I needed to forge my own path, and I think this illustration is as good a way as any to show the problems here. Even if I do have to jump the gun a bit and reveal some information about what's wrong with this section, sort of before its time. So as a full-page illustration episode, this is one you're going to want to check out the Instagram, look at this picture. What we have here, just to start with the basics, the evidence before us, we've got a woman. Her hair is blowing in the wind, I guess. She's wearing, going from top to bottom, some kind of techie visor. She has what looks like maybe a sort of bionic or at least mechanical exoskeleton covering her neck. It's going down around her chin. She's got some very dangly, pointy earrings. Hopefully she's got some bionic reinforcement for those ears, because this is a lot of wear and tear holding those things up. And then she has this like big collar piece that comes up into big armored shoulders and then down into heavily mechanized arms. Now, if this were in the bionic section, I would have no doubt that what we had here was somebody who, you know, lost both of her arms in some kind of a tug-of-war accident, had to have them replaced, and then since they're super strong, she needed to reinforce her neck and shoulders. This would have made a lot of sense, actually. But instead, we have it here, right at the end of the experiment section, going into the hardware section. So we have to assume these are not bionic arms, but simply enhanced arms, or some kind of an exoskeleton going on here, along with that techie visor she's wearing. Moving down from the collar, though, what we have are, and I implore you to go to the Instagram and look at this because I can't do it justice. What we have are basically big, like three-fingered mechanical claws clutching her breasts. She's wearing this like very tight jumpsuit. There's so much tension in this jumpsuit between her boobs. It looks like these claws are actively pulling her boobs apart. They are so separated, so lifted, really being held in place for whatever mysterious reason by these mechanical claw things coming around the side. The jumpsuit, by the way, is extremely tight, and so this is like a very nipply look. So maybe we got some nipple enhancements going on here as well, because if you think of like the material of Catwoman's outfit in Batman Returns, that very like glossy, hard, this looks like that, but somehow those nipples won't quit. They're just pushing through the material. This woman has got a crazy body. Just below the level of her boobs, you can see she's holding some kind of a mechanical ball gadget. I don't know if that's like a weapon or what that is. And then from there on down, you know, from the ribs down, her body is not adorned with any kind of gadgets or armor that we can see, which is not to say that it is mundane. It's not to say that it is conventional. Her body is quite unconventional. Her body has slightly more than the standard amount of ribs. They extend quite a bit. She's got a little sort of abdominal section. Very defined, maybe a little short, and then big defined hips and thighs and a pelvic area. Boy, I don't know how to, it's so long. It's so big and so long. Starting really right at the hip, but then extending way down to like mid thigh, we have this prolonged, like, is it the mons pubis? Is it abs so ripped that they've extended below the level of the hips? I don't know what this is. And no more evidence is forthcoming because this jumpsuit is as tight as it gets. I can see everything and I still don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. So let me tell you what my confusion is here. It's hard to place what this character is exactly in terms of hardware. That visor she's wearing, optics is something that the hardware electrical genius character does. So that's a possibility. But the electrical character doesn't do anything significant with armor or weapons. So it wouldn't make sense for her then to have primarily these big metal arms. Likewise, the hardware mechanical character is pretty much all about super vehicles. Doesn't really do anything like optics, so that doesn't work either. The weapons genius is more of like a trick bow and arrow maker, like a sharpshooter with fancy guns. Could maybe make that ball as an unconventional weapon, but none of the rest of this is really the weapon genius's style. The closest thing, I guess, would be the analytical or tech genius. This is the sort of catch-all hardware character who does like body armor, robotics. They're sort of an overall tinkerer type of character. But these big arm things, they aren't armor. I mean, if you were an armor specialist, if that were your superpower, I feel as though you would not have almost your entire body clad only in this semi-pornographic catsuit. The arms seem clearly to be like strength-enhancing exoskeleton, which the tech genius does do, but the stuff on the boobs, that's not armor. That's like, if anything, that's locksmithing. This is not protecting these boobs in any way. If anything, it's keeping them under lockdown. Or perhaps positioning them, perhaps aiming or supporting them in something. This is my theory. This woman we see pictured here doesn't neatly fit any of the hardware character categories, and that's fine because, as we're going to discover, there's really nothing that the hardware characters can build that can't be built by any character with the appropriate skills. And when you think about it, like, armor kind of features in this picture, the visor kind of features in this picture, like, the special ball weapon is halfway in this. What we really get a good look at is this crazy-ass body that this woman has got. She looks like she was genetically engineered to play volleyball and or to wear a swimsuit in Sports Illustrated. I think based on her crazy body type, that is her destiny. And she may have powers too. That's the thing. If she's in another power category, she could be literally genetically engineered to play volleyball, like for physical perfection as applied to sports. Or she could just be a mutant, just at random. She was born with this crazy thorax of a pelvis, and that's her superpower. I mean, who knows what these boobs are capable of? Certainly, they're apparently worth aiming very specifically and very firmly. So, do they shoot lasers? Was she born without eyes in her head, but she's got like a radar sense that comes out of her nipples, which I'm like looking at right now through her jumpsuit? That can't be natural. Who knows? Who knows what her powers are? Because if she's a superhero with some kind of crazy superpowers, and it just so happens that she also knows engineering skills, she could easily make all this stuff and not even be in the hardware power category. So this is what I'm going to take as my premise as we move forward through the hardware section. We're going to look at the hardware characters presented here, the electrical genius, the mechanical genius, the weapons expert, you know, blah, blah, blah. But we're going to compare them to this hypothetical character. Fully one quarter of characters who randomly generate skills in Heroes Unlimited have 4 years of college or better. They have some level of education that gives them a plus 20% at least bonus to their scholastic skills that they can generally apply to whatever skill they want. So if you have a group of five player characters, which seems like on the small end for a Palladium game, if you've got a hardware character and then four other people in the group, one of them, odds are, will have a high level of education, right? 4 years of college, like they're a senior in college, or a bachelor's, or even more, a doctorate or something. Let's say the character pictured on this page is one of them. Let's say she is a superhero volleyball player. I think it's fair to say that whatever's going on with that double-wide Mons pubis she's got is her real power. It is what has led her to win the Olympic gold for volleyball. So we're going to call her Olympus Mons. She's a super-powered superhero of some description. Her body is her real superpower. But she's also in college, which is where she plays volleyball. She's a senior. And she just happens to have an interest in like STEM classes, right? So she's taken some engineering classes of various descriptions. It's not a superpower. It's not her power category. It's just a thing on the side that she's got this plus 20% skill bonus, and she's applied it to mechanical and electrical skills. As a fallback, you know, if she ages out of being a paragon of volleyball, then she can get like a normal job. She's playing it smart. I like Olympus Mons. As we go through this section, let's compare Olympus Mons to the alleged hardware geniuses in this power category, who actually are hardware characters, and see just how much of an advantage they have in their main goddamn area of super expertise over this university senior who's mainly into volleyball but happens to be an engineering major. I think what we may find, and we'll get into this tomorrow when we look at the rules of this section, is that for a lot of practical purposes, she's just as good as a hardware character because she just needs the same things they need to be effective. Primarily a copious amount of downtime. But if we don't, I mean, you know, and I don't plan these episodes really tightly ahead of time, we may find that she has a significant disadvantage compared to these hardware characters. But we may find that she really is not as good as they are at this thing that is effectively their superpower. And that would be fine, because whether or not we find that she can feasibly build herself power armor, she still has the mons of a champion and superpowers to boot, so she's going to be fine. Join me tomorrow as we get into the rules of the hardware section and start talking about characters who really are hardware geniuses, not just jumpsuited dabblers, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.